Are we ready? Are we ready? Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How you doing today? Oh, yes, it is Thursday. Yeah, yeah. We got so much stuff coming up today. I have got a jam-packed show for you. We are going to hear from, representative from the Trump administration in the 11 o'clock hour for talking about, well, we got to talk about Hunter, since social media, Facebook, Twitter, all of these places, you can't share the information. Mainstream media is not going to talk about it. And it seems they're trying to silence you talking about it as well. You know, nothing like a good old-fashioned picture of someone sleeping with a crack pipe in their mouth. I'm blown away. We're also going to have Judge Elliot Sattler join us. And if you've heard the show before, you know I wholeheartedly endorse Judge Sattler. He is just, you know, we hear things about judges, especially as they go up in the ranks and things. And let me tell you, Judge Elliot Sattler, I would trust him to go on to the Nevada Supreme Court and even further, because that's how good of a judge he is. When you've got judges running for the courts that, yeah. Sorry, I keep going back and rubbing my head as pertains to Ozzie Fumo, that he's running for Supreme Court of Nevada and he's never even been a judge before. So Douglas Herndon is going to take that one, especially when you've got Harry Reid out there endorsing you. It's like, really? You know, that's a stay away from. I'm in a good mood today. We're also going to have Eddie Lorton join us for a little bit. I can't wait to hear Eddie's take on all of these, you know, developments that are being pushed out and approved. And we don't have the infrastructure. And, well, you really don't get a say unless you know, well, even if you do participate with the Zoom and the sending the questions in early, it doesn't matter. What matters is face-to-face, look people in the eyes. I don't want to say confrontation, but, you know, head to head. Sending somebody an email and watching something over a Zoom meeting, that's just a bunch of BS. So can't wait to hear Eddie's take on that. So lots of guests on the show today, but a lot of your opinions as well. So let's get to this. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and I'll get to this in just a minute of why I'm asking you this, just in case you've had your head buried in the sand for a couple of days. Do you believe the Obama administration had 30 American soldiers, including 17 Navy SEALs, killed to cover up arms transfers to Syria? Now, that doesn't even include the men from Benghazi. Just saying. So there's going to be even more blood on the hands of Democrat administrations. Yesterday's poll question, do you trust AG Bill Barr to deliver justice for the American people? Or is he deep state? 31% said yes. Yeah, I trust him. 69% of those participating in the poll said, no, I don't trust anyone in the government. I wouldn't go that far. I trust a few people in the government, but every day when I keep finding the information that is all out there. It's all out there. You don't have to make this stuff up. It's very disturbing how far everything that we're going through right now goes. And it's really disappointing, but I'm not disappointed in them, because power corrupts. I'm disappointed in us. I'm disappointed in us for not catching this sooner and doing something about it. We've been living our lives and doing our things and living our dreams. And when you do that, you become complacent. And you ignore the whistleblowers thinking, oh, they're a conspiracy theorist, what nuts. And then when you finally open your eyes, this is what happens in the end. That you can't trust anybody. But I know one person I trust, and that is General Michael Flynn.
Oh, I thought you were going to say me.
Oh, hell no.
I'm sitting here waiting for you to...
You're not in the government. Right. You're not in the government. I trust you as a boss and a friend and a Christian. I don't put you into that gaggle of people.
All right.
Okay.
Just my 2 cents worth. Again, on the poll question, to go back and just to follow up with what I was saying yesterday about, I'm going to get it right this time. It's not Congressman Bob Barr from Georgia. It is Bill Barr. So Bill Barr, again, just to repeat, he decides that the DOJ will not prosecute Andrew McCabe, even though he has committed crimes, and even though a federal judge recommended charges be brought and a case be brought against him. So, add that to what's going on today with Hunter Biden's laptop, which the FBI has and has had for practically a year. And you did say Christopher Wray is gone. Should have been gone a long time ago.
He's not. He's stepping down. Or he's being removed. But they did that stupid thing where they gave him, like, you know, a time. So I'm checking my facts right now.
All right. So there's that. But then remember again when Bill Barr appointed John Durham to do this whole investigation, right? It was so long ago, practically 2 years ago. And then all the talking heads go on about how, well, this is a straight shooter guy. This is a tough guy. This guy is not politically motivated one way or the other, on and on and on. You do remember all those talking points about Durham, do you not?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So what did Durham do about a month ago? He announced that the results of his investigation would not be released until after the election because he did not want it to influence the election. What? So if somebody murders somebody and pick an event, say a national election, you're not going to prosecute that person because it may affect the election. You're in law enforcement. You just do your job and you don't concern yourself with what's going on in the country politically, right? Wouldn't you think?
Mm-hmm.
But no,
yeah.
He made that announcement, but he was the big tough guy, the sheriff, the guy that was tough and not leaning left, not leaning right, but he decides he's not going to release these results until after the election, as did Bill Barr just recently let the Senate know that these results would not happen after the election. So my question is, so let's just say that there was good reason to indict Joe Biden. So you're going to wait, and this is just a hypothetical, you're going to wait until after the election and then indict Joe Biden. So essentially, if you wanted to get into deep conspiracies, this is President Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
This is working for that end. And Bill Barr is right there with the Democrats and the far left and everybody else. Again, if this investigation is done, which it should have been done, how could it possibly take 2 years to do something that you and I could do in about 45 days, not being in law enforcement or just about anybody or one of our local sheriffs could do. But he's going to wait until after the election. So, again, just to go back to the question, which is down, do you trust Bill Barr? You're stupid if you do. And that sounds, well, it sounds actually pretty accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, the more that you start diving into this and you ask yourself the questions, why is it taking so long? Why are people not being prosecuted? And if you have this information, why are you not releasing it to the American people who pay your salary?
Well, they
They're
just
the ones who deserve to know.
Yeah, and they just told you because they don't want it to influence the election. Well, the only way it could possibly influence the election is for some people to get some common sense and say, we don't want Democrats, the left, running the country. They're corrupt. The FBI is corrupt, still is. The DOJ is corrupt, still is. So you're going to wait so that you can have a President Kamala Harris run this country and get the Obama administration essentially back in the White House. There's Bill Barr. There's Christopher Wray. That's the FBI. And that is the Department of Justice. But I will go back again and just ask people to use some common sense and say, who hired him and who didn't fire him?
And why are you still supporting Joe Biden for all those people out there? I still see the signs in the yards. I don't. It's like, do you really hate this country that much?
Yes. The answer is yes. That's a rhetorical question because there are people like that. But
yep.
So there you go. Don't want to influence the election. So we will wait. And then, well, here, let's just take this one step further. So let's say that there is corruption from Democrat politicians all the way up to the FBI, the Department of Justice, and on and on and on. Do you think, there's a future poll question for you. Do you think President Harris will pardon these criminals? Also somewhat of a rhetorical question.
I was going to say, that's a rhetorical question. Yeah.
So there you go. That's what we have. That's what we pay for, folks. You and I, as taxpayers, there's our government, Republican and Democrat alike. And like you were saying at the beginning, we put up with this. We let TSA officials fondle four-year-old children at the airport and strip search 85-year-old women. Well,
yep.
This is kind of like, this is basically a wrist slap. I mean, this is just shut up, wear your mask, and don't complain.
Yeah.
And with that.
And I'm going to get into that in the next segment with, you know, other countries doing the full lockdowns again, because there's a reason. So, you know what, Jerry, because Jerry has been so generous, he is giving me a bunch of T-shirts to give away that say, if you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me, and I'm okay with that. So let's do this. We're also selling these online at 991fmtalk.com. You can go online, $20. But right now, if you're caller number 3 at 884-9910, Jerry is going to give you this T-shirt. So get on those lines. Jerry, thank you so much, and we'll let Dan do his job, and we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Big congratulations going out to Alan. Alan just picked himself up a nice little T-shirt that says, if you don't like Trump, you probably won't like me, and I'm okay with that. And then, of course, on our sleeves, it has the stations. So I hope that doesn't make a difference, Alan. I forgot to mention that. So, lovely gray T-shirt goes with everything except the polls. You can't wear anything that's got a candidate's name on it when you go to the polls. So, don't mess everything up. You can wear it every other day except when you go vote. Thank you for joining me today. I know I've been talking about some pretty serious stuff, but it's time to get the slap across the face and wake up. Now, I'm not saying go out and slap people across the face. Don't touch people. Don't touch anybody. Oh, it's just crazy how we're going through right now. But what do you expect when we let a government run rampant, grow over itself, grow over the people? Look at the lockdowns that are going around in other countries for a disease or a virus that is not killing people at the numbers of any other thing that we've had out there. You need to start stomping your feet and taking these masks off and getting out and getting control back of this country. I mean, let's put this into perspective here, okay? In order to be able to make sense of the situation, let's bring order to the facts of the case, which, here we go. Wuhan, appearance of the virus. Alarmist news reports. The virus spreads around the world. Populations are on lockdown. Hospital services supposedly choke under the influx. Okay? Now, if you take the trouble, you know, or take the time into account all these elements, you get a clear picture. The World Health Organization. Government and media actions are contrary to the stated aim of protecting populations. They're playing the role, basically, of pyromaniac firefighters. Remember when we had, we had like two or three all in a row. Forest Service workers and firefighters that were going out and starting the fires so they could be the heroes and go out and, you know, and fight them. And well, they didn't get caught until they got out of hand. This got out of hand. Ban proposed and successful long existing treatments. Lock down populations instead of encouraging herd immunity, you know, like Sweden did. But ignore areas of lawlessness, migrant camps, Black Lives Matter riots. Destroy the world economy, thereby promoting unemployment, social disintegration, poor mental health. How many people have we lost to suicide? Ban people from leaving their home or going far from home to exercise, thereby damaging their health. Because some people will not work out unless you are, come on, one more. Promote ventilators through financial subsidies, which actually kill the patients. Issue orders to triage the elderly to their deaths. Falsify statistics by attributing all deaths to COVID. Put out confusing information about masks being useless, then masks being compulsory. Refuse authorizations to researchers offering tests to detect coronavirus infection. Refuse help from industrious willing to manufacture respirators. Remember, respirators and ventilators are completely different. Empty prisons, a UN directive, by the way, but threaten imprisonment of lawful citizens leaving home without authorization. Remember the mom that was arrested because she took her little boy to the playground? People have been arrested. The media and most of the alternative media are owned and controlled by the power elite. So they terrify the public with false statistics, images of coffins and fake stories about overwhelmed hospitals, promote rent-a-doctors connected to the pharmaceutical lobbies, censor information from frontline doctors about treatments and information about the dangers of the proposed vaccine, censor all dissenting views on the cause of the plandemic, the nature of the virus, and potential cures, promote expensive, ineffective treatments, and the Bill Gates Gavi vaccine. Two things become clear. Behind the apparent commitment to protect populations hides the duplicitous desire to engineer them into a state of shock and mass monitor them. The developing social anarchy is deliberately organized by the public authorities themselves under the false pretext of stopping an epidemic that is not an epidemic. It's not. Look at the numbers. Look at the facts. A pandemic was foreseen, if not expected, by certain institutions and figures. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, John Hopkins Center for Health Security. You might want to look at who started that and who funds it. The World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, prominent politicians, Rockefeller Document 2010. Oh, by the way, if you didn't have time to look it up, John Hopkins is owned by the Rockefellers and was started by them. Do you feel stupid yet? Not anybody listening to me. But the people who have been fighting this tooth and nail along the way have known it all along. The people who gave in, the sheeple. How you feeling now? Unless you say something and fight back, it's still going to get worse. We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Happy Thursday, the 15th. The 15th, 16th, 17th. Early voting starts on Saturday. Do you have your location yet? I finally got to give them some kudos. Got my ballot last week. Finally got my sample ballot yesterday. We should have had the sample ballot weeks ago. If all that information was put in place, because it's got good information on it of where you can vote early, where you can vote, you know, all the different locations and things like that. Because there are a lot of people who have already mailed in their votes, which, you know how I feel about that. So I'm just saying, vote early. That would be my first choice in person. If you are going to use the mail, then by all means, get it filled out and get it in the mail so it gets to them in time. None of this, took 10 days to get there. This is Reno. What? If you're going to fill out your ballot, hand deliver it. Just take it right down to the Washoe County Registrar's Office, say, precious cargo. But guess what? Even once you hand deliver it, there's still a process that goes through. Checking everything to make sure you did it correctly. To make sure your signature matches. I mean, you'll get a receipt for it, but that doesn't mean necessarily that your vote is going to be counted. Why? Because somebody sitting there could say, this signature doesn't match. And then you just have to think to yourself, how many times a day does your signature change? The most important thing, though, is for you to vote. And for you to vote in the people who are going to shake things up, rattle some cages, who has been blocked from getting elected before because they know exactly what he's going to do. Huh, look at that. Eddie Lorton seems to be on the line right now. So let's join him. Running for the Reno City Council seat that is currently held by Devin Reese, the hand-picked, hand-appointed shill of Sheevy. Ooh, the shill of Sheevy. That could be a new movie. Eddie Lorton joins us. Eddie. Yeah. How is the campaign going?
Yeah. Well, it couldn't be better. I'm getting attacked by the media and all these different things, so you know you're doing something right.
Exactly.
So, if you ended up seeing the article in last Friday's paper, they were attacking one of my ads, tried to twist it. But then today I was ahead of the game. I bought a half-page article in their own paper and gave them my response. So somebody that wants to see something substantive, please get a copy of that. Look at my response. And so you know I'm fighting for you and working families and citizens and not special interest groups. So that's where my interests lie.
Hey, Eddie, you really do fight for the people. I mean, what do you think about all of this that's been going on with the shutdown, the fake shutdowns to get things pushed through? And that includes development. People haven't been able to be in front of the city council members and, you know, they haven't been able to go to the planning meetings and things like that. Daybreak was pushed through. We already have enough building. Enough permits and enough already agreed upon developments
projects
that will take us for years to build. Why did we have to keep pushing this stuff through?
Well, this is what's going on. This is their dream right now. You can go to church now. You can go to Home Depot. You can go to Walmart, but you can't go to a council meeting. This is their dream, so they're not held accountable. They can push through whatever they want. And now there is an appeal for Daybreak, my opponent for Daybreak, and he got $34,500. Naomi Jordan got $20,000. Oscar got $20,000 for a yes vote on a floodplain project. And then let's look at Lake Ridge for a minute. That one also, why it was in an appeal, the original agreement, the tennis courts were supposed to stay up, the rarity, a swimming pool was supposed to stay up, and they agreed on a certain capacity there. And then they changed it to the lobbyist. Jessica Sferraz represents Reno Land Development, and another group, Wood Rogers, represents the development out there at Daybreak. So now all of a sudden there's appeals on both. But guess what? Talk about transparency to a whole new level, and I hope the people wake up and see what's going on. Do you know the appeal for Daybreak and Lake Ridge is going to be after the election on that Wednesday? Because you know why? Because they want to vote on it after the election. They presume and assume that they're going to win, and then they can vote it yes and get it through with no political fallout. So this is the things that they do to our citizens. So, you know, that one did get appealed out there at Daybreak, but it's a yes vote so far, and that's their plan. So I hope people vote, and they really consider our community when they vote. We need community safety, or we don't have a community. We need to stop selling our city to out-of-state developers for profit while our resources are dwindling. So I hope our people think about all this. And, you know, I've been a warrior for them. I hope they appreciate it because their interest is what I have in mind. I can't be bought. We put $100,000 in my own campaign because I care about this stuff. So I know it's a heck of a hill to climb because I'm fighting, you know, for them, the citizens, which half the council or more isn't. So they're against me. The good old boys are against me. A lot of the developers,
a lot of the casino owners downtown because they want to keep that development going. And you've had some pretty prominent Republicans donating money to Devin Reese to keep you out of there. And that just shows where their priorities lie. Their priorities don't lie with the citizens and the infrastructure to make sure that we're safe and that you know, all the systems are go, like our sewer systems. Yeah. It's just incredible, yeah. Eddie, what you've had to put up with.
Well, it's worth it. I know it's hard. I've sacrificed a lot. It's cost me family members. So people don't realize what you really sacrifice to do this. You run hard. You get everything done. But this is the only way to help 350,000 people. And sometimes in your life when you've done well, there's time to give back. This is my way of doing it. I like the hardest battle of all. I could win many other races. I chose this one because I think that's where I'm the most needed. And the hardest battle of all is the one worth winning. But I'll let you know, too, more predominantly people in the community like Don Roger Norman, Coast Arger, one of the top surgeons in the nation, those people support me that don't have projects going before the council that they vote on. Look mm-hmm. who supported him. Those that have projects going before the council that they do vote on. And I'll tell you about a quick little thing of corruption. How about this? Devin Reese was about to file another bankruptcy, and then he got appointed for their little yes person, bypass the electorate and voter. So then the Hutchinson Law Firm hired him to enrich her law firm right after he got appointed. And Jason Gassano's in that too. And so they hired him, and now guess who just got the Reno Police Union contract 2.5 months ago? The Hutchinson Law Firm, okay? So they're representing Reno. Devin is listed as a partner collecting money for them representing the police union. And then he's sitting on the council voting on their stuff, taking money from the city. So if that's not a conflict of interest, it's facts. Look it up. And these are the things going on to our community.
See, this is how we have our very own little swamp. And we need to drain the swamp here in Northern Nevada in the Reno City Council. And that means getting rid of Devin Reese, getting him off the council, getting rid of Oscar Delgado. And it's just, you know what? I actually endorse Neoma Jardin, you know, who's a Republican.
Yes.
And I say wholeheartedly, keep Jenny Brekus because she's the only one who's not in their pocket.
Absolutely. So. And I've also, because I don't care about parties, people should look at voting records. I do because I'm a conservative, but yet, too, I've been educated. I've gone to meetings. I know how people vote. They give her a hard time for voting. No, that's Jenny Brekus. But if they would have done more no's, maybe we wouldn't be in this position. Look where all their yes votes got us. Look around. Homeless issues, development out of control, high density, or infrastructure strained, all these things. So, Jenny, I'm voting for her because the other guy that's running against her is a independent, but when he talks to right groups, he talks right. When he talks left groups, he talks left. No freshman running against an incumbent have ever had such support because he's their yes guy. So on voting day, fine, that's her little plug. But most of all, we need to get George Eddie Lorton on there for the Reno City Council at large seat. I will have your needs in mind, not special interest groups. And, you know, if we get on there, it'll be interesting, Monica. I'm going to invite you to a council meeting and bring the popcorn. They won't shut me down.
It's what we have to do. Eddie, this is how you keep your community safe. This is how you keep them corruption-free as well. Eddie Lorton, how can people find out more about your campaign? And have you talked to any of the Midtown people that are all behind the Democrats and Hillary Sheevy and come to them and said, you know what, you're destroying your own community, your own small vibrant area here because you're pricing yourselves out. It's basically San Francisco 2.0.
Well, if you've looked around though, my signs are down there above the hamburger place down there and in front of the tailor shop. There's a lot of people support me because I support small business owners and people and working families. They know that. I think we need to open in a safe, responsible way. And these people continually shut them down, trying to shut down the little operators, restaurants, bar owners, putting these notices on why the casinos are open. And What do you know? So that's who I'm going to represent. But you can go to eddielorton.com. That's my website. You can sign up to either volunteer. We're walking 10 deep, 125 doors each night. And then we also have signs available, or you can donate. Takes money to win. I'm running hard. We're everywhere. And I have your interests in mind, and it would be an honor to earn your vote on Election Day. Even if you vote early, which starts on the 16th,
I would love your vote. 17th.
Okay, sorry about that. I thought
that's okay.
And because they're running one of my ads today, we've just been so busy. But please, I hope to earn your vote, and then we can turn our city around. I'll do a good job for you.
Well, you earned mine, but unfortunately, I don't live in the city of Reno, so... Eddie, thank you so much for joining us today. And, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that you do win. But, you know, I'm not even going to say that you're not, you know, I'm not even going to look at it the other way. You're going to win. People are smarter than that. Eddie, thank you for joining us today. And we'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right. Bless you, too. All right. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll be back more. This is the only thing that I disagree with Eddie about, and that is the whole reopening safely thing. And that is, there's no reason to put together and do it safely. You know what safely is? Just open your damn doors and open your damn business and get rid of the damn masks, because it's all a sham. Scam, farce, whatever you want to call it. There's no reason for you to be closed. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
And a woohoo to you too. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you believe the Obama administration had 30 American soldiers, including 17 Navy SEALs, killed to cover up arms transfers to Syria? That's what was happening in Benghazi. That's what it was, the Stinger missiles that were being transferred out of Benghazi. That's why that whole thing took place. You know, this is bigger than any of us could ever, ever have thought. And it's all tied together. It's all tied together. That's why, you know, countries around the world are shutting down. Because something big is still coming. And now, here, the leftists, they're promising. They are promising more violence. And that's why I ask you to be prepared and protect yourself and your family. Be prepared for what's coming. And have the proper attire. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Not only answer today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, but get your Trump shirt. Just $20. If you don't like Trump, you're probably not going to like me either. And I'm okay with that. It's a great T-shirt. I love wearing it. Where's my my husband wore it. He took my T-shirt and wore it to the first debate. The first, well, probably the first and only presidential debate that we had. So he felt he was totally styling. 991fmtalk.com. And we've still got lots of other things to give away here on the station as well. I'm going to start blowing out all of the Trump gear to make sure that everybody's got their fashion attire. But remember, as an official poll watcher now, I have to remind you, when you go to vote in person, don't mess it up for other people. Don't wear anything with a candidate's name on it. I know, but your hat, your clothing. Don't have anything that says Trump or anything like that, because you're not supposed to do that. We play by the rules. Okay? So wear your American flag shirt. Wear your military service hat. The only way that we can even start to take this country back and gain our control is to make sure that Nevada is flipped red. That includes our assembly, that includes our Senate, it includes all of the council seats. It's got to be red. Even California has a chance. And you know, if California has a chance of flipping red, people are mad. And they're going to show it in the voting booth. Make sure you're registered and vote. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this.